Mike W. from Nashville. Already notes for me, that's good. Mike White, drug addict.
Mike.
Retired, just for today. So anyway, there's David right there. Well, I was expecting there to be like two speakers, so I was hoping I was going to get to go second. So apparently, there's only one, and it's me, so I'm glad y'all got the memo and y'all all came out to hear me attempt to share on recovery and relapse. So we want to flip it the way it's actually in the basic text is it's recovery, then relapse, not the other way around. So let's get that done. Anyway, I got this book, and my grand sponsor sitting over here, and he made a joke that I probably hadn't read it, right? You know what I mean? Because it don't look that old or something. But in reality, when I opened it up to that chapter, I was thinking I was going to see some highlighted areas. There ain't shit in there. So, so anyway, I'm not going to be able to reference any highlights in here to tell you how great that is. So let's get this out of the way. I'm a little older guy, so I might be like 25 or 30, somewhere in that range. But I did not research or read or do anything of that nature to kind of prepare myself for being at a podium, because this is probably the first time at a podium that I've done, which is a joke because I've celebrated a total of 24 anniversaries, and all of them have been on a podium. You know, so it's just the way I like to share my anniversaries is to stand up and do all that stuff. So, and I say 24 now. Let's get to the. I only got 21 years clean. So if you can do the math, that means somewhere is in between there. I may have relapsed. All right, so that's the whole deal there. So let me read in case some of y'all didn't read this, and it kind of made sense, and it popped up on my computer. So I'll read this, and I think it kind of ties into some of what I'm going to try to touch on. And I don't know how long I got, an hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that. So I'll get warmed up here in a minute, and we can talk for a while. So I don't know if y'all read this, but it's just for today. It says, anyone may join us regardless of age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion, or lack of religion. And that's basic text page 9. And that may be different from this book because this is a fourth edition, so it wouldn't be the same page. You'd have to actually do some research. So it says, addiction closed our minds to anything new or different. We didn't need anything. No, we didn't need anyone or anything, we thought. There was nothing of value to be found in anyone from a different neighborhood, a different racial or ethnic background, a different social or economic class. We may have thought that it was different. It was bad. In recovery, we can't afford such attitudes. We come to NA because our very best thinking had gotten us nowhere. We must open our minds to experiences that work no matter where it comes from if we hope to grow in our recovery. Regardless of our personal backgrounds, we all have two things in common with one another in NA that we share with no one else, our disease and our recovery. We depend on one another for our shared experience, and the broader that experience, the better. We need every bit of experience, even every different angle of our program we can find to meet many challenges of living. Recovery isn't easy. The strength we need to recover, we draw from our fellow NA members. Today we are grateful for for our diversity of our group members, for in that diversity we find the strength. Just for today, I know that the more diverse my group's experience is, the better able my group will be to offer me support in the different circumstances I may find myself facing. Today, welcome addicts from all backgrounds to my group. So anyway, that's all y'all get for today. Appreciate it. Oh, you can't hear in this?
Yes.
Oh, Kevin moved it. Where's Kevin at? Damn it, boy.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Make me a little nervous now. Alrighty, so recovery and relapse. So I got clean back in November 27, 1990. And I still like that clean date because it was a date that I knew. That's when I found Narcotics Anonymous. And I knew I found a home. So that's when I come out of treatment. I got a sponsor. And you know, y'all keep telling us that, like, when you get a year, somebody's going to hit on you and all that stuff. And I was like, hell yeah. You know what I mean? So anyway, I had a year coming up, and we went to, and it always would be on the Volunteer Regions Convention, right? So I had my first year in Gatlinburg, and after the meeting, my sponsor and another guy, we was walking through the parking lot, and I had a year, and the guy reached over and said something to me about, you know, hey, you want to come, you know, and I was like, fuck. So anyway, so my first experience was being hit on was, you know, a dude, and I was like, son of a bitch. You know what I mean? So welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. All things are possible. You know what I mean? So I get that out of the way so we can say all that. And so, but I was 28 years old at the time, and fresh out of a federal prison. But when I was in treatment, they told me I couldn't wear this shirt, and I was like, yeah, I can wear that shirt if I want to, right? And I was only 2 days in treatment, and I had my little attitude, which I had, you know what I mean, you can't tell me what to do. And they told me, said, well, you can get rid of the shirt, or we'll call the marshals, and they can come back up here and take you back to Nashville. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't really like that shirt. You know what I mean? So that was my first experience with being humble. You know what I mean? Of like, yeah, I ain't gonna go back. So anyway, so I got clean, and I knew this is where I needed to be. You know what I mean? It's that feeling on the inside that you're like, you found a home. And dude, I got involved. When they said do 90 and 90, I mean, and I was the federal government had me signing some sheets. So I was going to 90 and 90, but I was getting all of y'all to sign my damn sheet, because when I went back to the halfway house, I wanted to make sure they understood that I went to a damn meeting. It wasn't just one of y'all. I was like, hey, you come here. I mean, seriously, I went buck wild on signing my damn sheet. So, but, I mean, I got involved, and like I say, I started doing everything you can do in Narcotics Anonymous. I was activities chair, we was having fun, right? I mean, I was bodybuilding, I was just doing all kind of shit, making money, you know, I'm keeping it. I was like, damn, this is great, you know what I mean? But there comes that one thing about, you know, what I wasn't doing, right? You know what I mean? Because I hooked up with some guys, and we was having fun. We was hitting conventions, you know what I mean? We was hitting clubs, right? And you know, that was probably not the ideal thing to be doing, right? But we did it, you know what I mean? So through all of that, I had the same sponsor from treatment. But like I said, I was bodybuilding, and you know what I mean, and he had a daughter, right, and wherever Matt is, I mean, you know how you get some girls that will follow you around and just want to be with you, right? So I had one of those girls that was my sponsor's daughter, that wherever I went, there she was, you know what I mean, and one thing led to another, and you know, hey, I started dating my sponsor's daughter, right, so that didn't... That probably don't work out very well, right? So I had nobody else to share with, but You know, the main thing I know I wasn't doing, I was not going to do a four-step, right? I'd done the 1, 2, 3, and I wasn't about to share none of that stuff, you know what I mean, about whatever my life past was. And ultimately, you know, and I think is it the 9th steps it talks about, we back ourselves into a corner we can't get out of clean, you know what I mean? And I use that a lot with sponsees is, you know, the lifestyle we try to live, right? And ultimately the lying and hiding and all of that, you know what I mean? And I was living that lifestyle in the early 90s, you know what I mean, of going to clubs, going to strip clubs, you know what I mean, doing things that you ain't supposed to be doing, you know what I mean, after the meeting, you know, stuff of that nature, and not wanting to get honest about it. So, you know, ultimately, you know, I got resentments at some guys, and, you know, I was like, yeah, I'll show them, right? So, you know, and that led to, you know, they had the 10-cent beer night at the country club. You know, where they was learning to do country dancing, you know what I mean? And I thought, well, hell, I'm gonna learn to dance, and I'm gonna get me a good country girl, and we're gonna live the happy life, right? 10-cent long necks, right? So, you know where that goes, right? 10-cent long necks, and you know, projects in between there to my house, you know what I mean? And one thing leads to another, and you know, then I'm still single and broke. You know what I mean? And so that's a relapse, right? So anyway, I guess what I will try to touch on is, you know what I mean, is what I've learned this go around. Like I said, I've got 21 years clean now. And when you get to the end of the road, right, for me, and I share with guys that ask me to sponsor them, and this is just my own take, is I've found a lot more success with sponsorship when I ask the guys who ask me, I ask them, I say, well, how old are you, right? And, you know, when they say they're pushing 40, right, then I say, well, that's perfect, right, because then you'll understand this next question I ask you, right? And because I got clean right at 39 going on 40 this time, so, and the question is, how many more years you think you got to live? You know what I mean? Because at 40, you kind of understand, you know, how half a life is gone, right? So then there's an opportunity to work the damn steps, right, and move forward and get a life back, get all that other shit, you know what I mean, that you think you've lost for good. So anyway, so that's that. So that was my thing was I was ready to work a four-step and tell the truth about me, right? And to me, the podium, you know, a lot of you guys around here have been around a while. You understand we used to talk about, or y'all used to talk about, because when I first come in, back in the early 90s, they would say, you know, you got to get naked, right? And I was like, well, y'all crazier than hell. You know what I mean? I'm getting naked in front of y'all. I mean, maybe her, you know what I mean? But, so, that didn't make a lot of sense to me at that time, but this time it did, you know what I mean, about getting naked. So I knew I wanted to work a four-step because at the end of the road I was tired, you know what I mean, I was tired. I knew recovery worked because I stayed clean damn near 4 years the first go around, right, and I was just willing to do it all. So I asked David, could I share some stuff, you know what I mean, and he said, sure, why not, you know what I mean? I'm like, shit, I don't know if I want to share all that. But the whole deal is, you know, when I surrendered and I said I'm going to tell the truth about me, right, then that means I told the truth about me, you know what I mean, to one other individual, right, and one other man that I got to share everything with, you know what I mean, which leads me to, you know, that I think that's when I surrendered and was willing to tell the whole truth, and it didn't really matter what any of you thought about me anymore, right? That was my life, right? I had maybe 30 or 40 years left. I wanted them to be, you know, a lot better than what they were. I wanted to trust, if I worked the 12 steps, that you fuckers weren't lying, right? That, you know, life would get good, right? So that was my goal this go around. When I asked my sponsor, and we was up here last month during bingo, and he was a speaker, But I asked him to sponsor me, and what I told him was, I said, I ain't going to tell you how to sponsor me, but I said, you know, I ain't going to tell you how to sponsor me, but this is what I am wanting and willing to do, is I want to work a four step, right? And I said, now I ain't going to tell you how you get me there, right? So he wrote me up three little sheets of paper, like so big, with like four or five questions, right? And I answered them. I said, oh yeah, that's step one done, step two done. 3 weeks I had three steps done, right? Then I had to open up the book and about the fourth step. And then for me, and I shared this with Matt on the ride up here, and so y'all know I was prepared, because I don't cry much, just all the damn time, right? And that's what I like about the podium is, you know what I mean, to me, you're basically having to get naked in front of people, right? And it's emotional. So, you know, when I got to the fourth step, it was about my father, right? And here's the thing is, I knew for the years from the 90s when I was in recovery, but I didn't want to work a four step. I wasn't going to tell none of that shit about my father. I wasn't going to tell none of the other shameful shit. It wasn't coming out, right? That's mine. I'm a man, right? So, but this go around, I said, I'm willing. And then when I opened up the book about that four step, I didn't even read the shit. It just. I went to a damn meeting and cried the whole damn meeting, right? About this, and you know what I mean. And I share about it a lot. Is it's like it was nothing sexual, right? It was just abuse of being beat, you know, and all of that, living in fear, right? Walking on eggshells, and we're talking, you know, for you know a 6 or 7 or 8 year old child, right? That was my life, right? But I said, I was going to hold on to that, right? Come hell or high water, I was going to continue to use. It didn't matter. I mean, if I hadn't shared that stuff in my fourth step immediately, and that's why I wanted, I said, I ain't going to tell you how to sponsor me, but this is what I know I need to do, right? And so I shared all that stuff, and I had immediate relief. I mean, and that's the thing about, you know, the thing is, I knew who I was on the inside. There was a good guy on the inside. You know what I mean? I knew he was there, right? I just didn't know how to bring him out, right? Because I grew up, you know, the lifestyle of, you know, boys' homes, you know, jails, prisons, you know what I mean? So I grew up that kind of lifestyle. So anyway, you know, for me, that was a freeing experience. And then I continued to work the rest of the steps, you know what I mean? And found out, you know, that, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff, you know, that I needed to free myself, and I didn't want to go back to using. I mean, seriously. I mean, using again for me was, it was done. You know what I mean? I wasn't going to come back. But anyway, so the moral of my story was, I was going to work the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous, right, and prove to you fuckers that it didn't work for me, right? That was, I mean, seriously, I was at the end of the road, I was done, I was gonna tell the whole truth. I was gonna get naked, right? And tell it all. And I worked the first 12 steps. I done my 12 step at the Atlanta convention in 2002. So in like 9 months I've done the 12 steps. Now from the fourth step on, I wrote all of it out. I didn't have him shortcut anything, right? But then after I shared that, my anniversary is coming up, the first one, the second first one, you know what I mean? So, yeah, because I still, you know, think, shit, you know, I could have done that shit back in the 90s and, you know, it'd been all good. But I didn't want to get in front of my home group and the members and had not worked the 12 steps out of the step writing guide. So I went back and wrote step 1, 2, and 3 before I celebrated. But the kicker was, when I went back to step 1 and started writing it, the realization hit me is that when it involved my thinking, right, the way I thought was, and it was probably going to be something that would have probably tripped me up if I had not dealt with it, was that when I thought about using drugs, it always had the trick of you would have her and her together, and then y'all would be together, right? And that was, you know, that was my drug use thought, right? And I went, fuck. You know what I mean? Now I have to look at not acting out, right? Sexually, you know what I mean? I was like, well, that, you know, but it was perfect, right? Because then I understood, right, what bullshit was up here about, you know, what it tells me is it will be different this time. No, it won't. Every single time I was broke, naked, and by myself. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I never got to act out, right? I was like, well, fuck. You know what I mean? That's reality. Right? I was like, damn, that sucks, right? So anyway, that, you know, to me, and that's why I go, okay, well, that's why it worked out the way it worked out. You know what I mean? I needed to go back and do the first step after I'd done some work so I could actually really see, you know, some of the stuff that I think. You know what I mean? So anyway, I got clean 9/25/2001. 2002, I come to this convention. Now, I've done work the 12 steps. I'm starting to really look at me and all the stuff. And I mean, for me, working the 12 steps, the whole time I was working them, I was like a little kid asking myself, why? You know, it was a constant why? Why do I think this, right? I mean, it was just constantly. So anyway, I get here, and I'm with a bunch of guys, and we're standing up on this wall over here, and we're just hanging out, and David was the chair of the convention. So we have experience, right? So anyway, I'm standing on the wall with like four or five dudes from Nashville. We're just hanging out. We're dudes, right? Here comes David. Hey, Michael. He said, you know, we're having a committee meeting and we're going to have a dinner. Would you like to go to dinner with me? Right? And we're all here, right? So everybody turns and looks. And I look. And the thing that pops in my mind was, I said, yes, I will go to dinner with you in front of all the dudes. Right? So that's my story, is that was my gay date. You know what I mean? So I had a gay date here. You know what I mean? But the whole thing about that is at that moment, right, and like I say, everything I did step writing, I had moments of clarity, of freedom when I did certain things and was willing to move forward, right? That was another complete freeing thing for me, is to go, you know what? Whatever my past is, I don't give a shit, right? It is what it is, and I'm moving on, right? So, you know what I mean? That was very important, so I appreciate you, you know, asking me out, you know, 30 times in 33 years. So that's how far we go back. You know what I mean? So anyway. So you know, it's, to me, it's trying to get freedom for me, right? The surrender aspect. And we talk about the deeper level surrender, you know, there's so much with, you know what I mean, sticking and staying, right? You know what I mean? And I know for me, and I've been around it long enough, I know it's for a lot of other people also, you know what I mean, is we have those things that I'm going to carry to my grave, you know what I mean? I mean, I had a bunch of stuff that I was never going to tell, you know what I mean? I've celebrated 21 years after working the 12 steps at a podium, and I used that standing up in here to make sure that I'm continually, you know what I mean, telling the truth about me, right? I don't want to set and set back because, you know, on my 10th year, right, my 10th year celebration, I knew that I had already shared some of the shameful stuff, right? that I did in my step work. I already shared it, but I knew that if I just let that sink to the back of my head and pretend it didn't happen and I sat in the crowd, right, I was potentially setting myself up for it to be true again, right? So periodically, I will stand up and make sure everybody in the room understands, right, that this is who I was and who I, you know, could be, right? And these are my experiences, right? So that way I don't forget them. You know, I've sponsored a lot of guys and we've worked the 12 steps the same way that I worked them with my sponsor is, and I tell them it's one step a month, right? In a year, we should be done, right? And we should be doing pretty damn decent with all that stuff on the inside. Let's get it out of the way, you know? So I'm a big believer in that. Now, my sponsor, I've had the whole time, 21 years, right? I've had the same home group for 21 years, and I know why that is for me, right? Is when I made a decision to work the 12 steps and I didn't want to use again, I didn't want to live that lifestyle, right? I said, I'm tired of running, right? So we talk about drawing that line in the sand and not stepping back over it, you know what I mean? And then to me, that's still my mentality today, is I'm not going backwards, right? I'm going to continue to move forward, right? So that's what I do with, like, sponsorship is you get to share with me and I get to keep, you know, reliving them. But my sponsor, I told him I wasn't going to work the 12 steps again. So that was another discussion, right? So I worked them the first year and I worked them with sponsees, like 9 sponsees, right? So to me, I found what works for me. You know, the same home group. Every Monday, I was at my home group. You know what I mean? Same sponsor, right? So anyway, the moral of the story is my sponsor had a discussion with me like a year or 2 years ago. He took me to lunch. I was like, okay, right. Generally, it's the other way around. And then he just told me, he said, well, you know, you hadn't really worked the steps again. And he said, so what I need you to do is, you know, work the 12 steps again. And so when he said that, I looked at him, I said, sure, no problem. He was like, shit, I thought you was going to say no, right? I'm like, no, dude. I said, you're not getting out of our relationship that easy. You know what I mean? So I'm in the process of working the 12 steps again. And, you know what I mean? And for me, I mean, I understand that, you know, we all find the way this program works for each of us, right? You know what I mean? And I found that, right? I found freedom, right? I found freedom in working the steps. Telling the truth about me, I'm an asshole sometimes, yes, you know what I mean? So, I know that I just finished my, I wrote my 5th step and just finished my 6th step. I'm doing the guiding principles. I'm working on the second tradition now, and of course my grand sponsor's got to remind me because I can't remember stuff because, you know, you get old. He'll get there one day. But you know, at 21 years clean, you know, I'm going through here writing stuff on my 6th step the other last Monday, and you know, I realized that. You know, and that's probably partially why I got this too, is, you know, rewriting and continuing to look at stuff, I was like, wow, you know what I mean? I have probably I got a federal prison GED, you know what I mean? So I got a GED, which says, you know, I graduated, which is, to me, bullshit, right? Because I barely graduated. Right, and my education is really, you know, a 4th or 5th grade. I got kids that are already, you know, smarter than me with stuff, and I don't try to get into the spelling bee with them, right? You know what I mean? So what I saw and this was just Monday. I was finishing up and I was like, fuck. You know what I mean? A lot of my anger, right? A lot of that stems from being poorly educated, right? I mean, I remember early in recovery on Facebook or something, I would do something and one of y'all would correct my spelling, right? And I'd be madder than a mother. You know what I mean? And so I've learned to tell people that's not okay. You know what I mean? I appreciate, you know, you trying to help me out, but I don't need that, right? I don't need you to tell me I can't spell or write or because I know it, right? So anyway, you know, and I think, you know, at the time I got, right, sure I could have went to school and all that, but I don't like school, so I ain't going to do it, right? But I want to share with y'all that, you know what, I have shame and guilt. It makes me sad, right? I want to cry. You know what I mean? And that's... That also ties into how can I stay clean another day. You know what I mean? I have to know things about me, right? I have to know this stuff, right? And we have another chapter, more will be revealed. You know what I mean? And so, you know what I mean? I really just, that hit me Monday hard. I was like, wow. You know what I mean? I cannot, you know, and I'm trying to instill in my kids, right, why education is important to them, right? You know what I mean? I got to let them know that, hey, you know what I mean? If you're not educated, you may wind up in penitentiary. You know what I mean? Now, I ain't told him that yet, but, you know, but, you know, it's getting there, right? So, anyway, so, I mean, it's just really, you know, stuff of that nature that I can't slip back into. You know what I mean? I have to acknowledge that, you know what, I'm not going to go to school. Y'all can tell me, go to school. Hey, go to this class, Michael. And I'll be like, no, fuck, I don't like going to school. You know what I mean? So anyway, I'm just going to have to suck it up and share it with y'all and feel it, right? And then one of y'all may go, wow, me too. You know what I mean? Me too. You know what I mean? And that's the whole process of doing that. And that's why I say the stuff that I've shared and shared a lot, I make sure that I don't forget that I shared it because, you know, we are addicts, right? And we will forget that stuff that we've done. And you know what they say, we can repeat that, right? I don't want to repeat back to, you know, walking the street, you know what I mean, at 4 o'clock in the damn morning. I don't want to live that. You know what I mean? I've lived it, right? I want to be up here at the podium, right? Being naked, right? Having y'all go, damn, he did that too? You know what I mean? That's fine. You know what I mean? That's okay. This is so much better than you seeing me down there going, fuck. Is he going to get in my car? You know what I mean? So, like I said, I don't know how much time I got. Has anybody got an idea?
20 minutes.
I got 20 more minutes? I got you. So, all right, I just break out the book and do some reading, and then y'all be like, fucker, we already know that stuff. So, anyway, you know, I was sharing with Matt, too, that, you know, I'm married, been married, and there's somebody in here, too. We made a joke that my sponsor was not available last month, so he's still not available this month either, so. But I'm married, been with the same girl now 17 years. She's not a girl no more, she's a woman now. But and we've actually been married like 9 years, 8 or 9 years, I don't remember. I mean, we just got married, y'all know it's like that. So anyway, you know, it's the thing about, you know, being married and committed and all of that, and the principles I got to you know, live by, right? You know what I mean? The stuff that I learned early in recovery is, you know, I used to watch whenever the door opened, right, to see who's coming in the door, right? And I turned that into, you know what I mean, because I don't know about y'all, but I used to go to meetings just because, you know, if you was there and you was there, I mean, I was going to be like, yeah, right? But eventually, I understood through the first step I did when I was like, okay, this is what I think, you know, sexual wise, and I want to act out and all that stuff is, you know what, I need to practice like closing my eyes, right? Because I know the door is going to open, right? And to kind of not pay attention, right? So there's a lot of stuff that I've learned, you know, how to keep putting myself in a position to, you know, act out in manners of shame, right? You know what I mean? So, I'll tell you, this is, you know, it's an honor to come up here and share, right? And I will open it up for some people to come up here and share. But like I say, the thing is sponsorship, right? Sharing honestly. And you know, for me, the podium was my avenue of standing up there and telling the truth, and it still is, you know what I mean? So year after year, you know what I mean, my goal is to be at a podium to, you know, be naked in front of everybody, right? And be okay with, you know what I mean, who I am today, right? I'm not doing the stuff that is going to put me in relapse mode. You follow me? I'm sharing with people, you know what I mean? My life is totally different, right? I have goals, right? And all of that stuff is possible, you know, in recovery. You know, I know working the steps. I'll say this too, is I know that my sponsor yelled at me one time in this whole 21 years. I know that's surprising, right? Because I'm such a sweet guy. But he definitely did. He yelled at me one time, and I thought when he yelled at me, I was like, fucker, don't you know I'll beat that ass? Right? That's what I thought, right? But I know that when I came back this time, I had hepatitis C, right? And I was going through the process of, like, I knew I had it, so therefore I didn't want to be dating, right, and have that over my head of looking in the rooms of, like, who I've slept with, right, and the potential danger that I was doing, right, to somebody else. So I was at that step process, right, of, you know what I mean, and I was actually not acting out sexually, right. I was doing a 90 and 90, and here was my 90 and 90 thought was, you told me if I do 90 and 90, right, stuff will change. So I would try to date somebody, and it was on a 90 and 90 basis before we slept with each other, which generally I found out that after two dates, I'd be like, yeah, you and I ain't going to be together, right? Or vice versa, right? So anyway, but through the process of this, you know, thing I was doing, I knew I had the hepatitis, but I was dating somebody. I mean, we've been out for like almost 2 months, right? We're not sleeping with each other, but it was getting to that point, right? And my sponsor said, well, hey, have you had the conversation with her about hepatitis? I said, no. He said, well, you need to have that. And I was like, yeah, but. And then he jumped my ass real good about it. And sure enough, I had the conversation with her at a later date, and she continued to tell me all about what I had. I was like, well, damn, she done had some research on all of that stuff, right? And I was like, yeah, but I still didn't sleep with her, right? Which was great, you know what I mean? And I continued on another 6 months of, you know what I mean, not doing that. And then, of course, I got with the girl I'm with now, so she knew all this. And I went through the interferon treatment back in the, 2000s, and it was rough, you know, it was rough, but we took care of it. Now I can go get health insurance, and I don't have to tell them I had hepatitis C, you know what I mean, because it's been, you know, 18, 17 years or so it's all good. But anyway, that also, again, is what I'm saying, is there's a lot of things that I learned to say about me and move forward in life. You follow me? Move forward in recovery. I mean, there's a lot that, I mean, I still got other shit probably, you know what I mean? I'm learning more stuff, you know what I mean? I'm poorly educated, and therefore I'll snap at you just because you have a good conversation about college or something. I'll be like, fuck, I can't even have that conversation, you know what I mean? So that's part of that too, you know what I mean? But like I say, the things I learned by not being afraid, you know what I mean? And I'll say this, since I still got another 12 minutes, is, you know, early in recovery now, and now y'all didn't know I was long-winded. I was joking about 2 hours. No, I was really 2.5 hours because I get warmed up because this brain works slowly. I know when I got clean, I'm a painter, right? And I had this little job that I wanted somebody to help me with, so I got a guy who was in and out of the fellowship, which was, I was still only like 90 days in it, like I'm way out of the fellowship, you know, like I'm way clean, right? But I was like, okay, I'll get this guy to help me do this job. And he told me he had some equipment. So I met him at the job. He showed up at the front porch. And he's like, hey, well, you know, you see what if you would, you know, and I'm like, what? He's like, well, if you'll give me $200, I can go to the pawn shop and get my equipment. So I had this little, I had a little feeling right here in my stomach. And in my brain it said, just tell him you don't need his help and send him on his way, right? But I ignored it, right? So I said, we'll just do it by hand. And 4 days later, we're in the back driveway, which is gravel, and I've got him pinned down in the gravel, beating the shit out of him, right? And I was like, wow, you know what I mean? That kind of backfired a little bit, you know what I mean? But then I hired another guy, like months later, to do something. Same situation, right? All of a sudden, he's like, I need my damn money now. And that gut feeling was telling me, hey, that's fine, go meet him, pull up. Pull up to where he is, roll the window down, give him his money, and drive off. The only drawback was I didn't have that kind of money in my pocket, so I had to pull into the bank parking lot where he was. And I went in, and I come out, and he was at my door. That turned into we're fist fighting in the parking lot, right? And I'm like, shit. So what I'm getting at is early in recovery, I learned from me that that's, and I still use it to this day, it's God for me working. And if I ignore that, right, shit's going to happen. I'm going to be in a parking lot fighting. That's going to be something. I mean, just yesterday I was coming down the interstate and I was like, I had the feeling that I wanted to go this way to go to where I wanted to go, be, you know, about the same distance. I said, but I'll just go that way. And I hit traffic that way. I was talking to my wife at that time. I was like, shit, I knew. To go the other way, right? It's no big deal, but you know, I mean, it's still there, right? So what I'm saying is, there's a lot. If I'm looking at me and learning about me, asking the questions why, because I do. I get stuff pops in my head about, you know, I mean, why this or why that. I didn't even know what color I liked, right? I think I like blue. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? But there's all these things that I didn't know about this guy. You know what I mean? Other than I knew I was a decent guy on the inside. I just wanted him to be out here. You know what I mean? And through the process, I'm getting to bring him out here. You know what I mean? Slowly, a day at a time. You know what I mean? And there's so much that has freed me, right? Like I say, that some of the experiences I've said is the stuff that is the most, is the, I guess we talk about the material shit. I mean, all that stuff can go. I got some material shit, or I can get some more material shit if I want it, right? But, you know what I mean, none of that has nothing to do with what I've gained from working the 12 steps, you know, and not being afraid to move forward, you know, and not being afraid to say this is who I am or this is what I think, right? You know what I mean? Here's what I need help with, right? I mean, I get all that stuff here, you know what I mean? And, you know, and it is awesome. So other than that, I'm glad I didn't have to use this much, and I'll just stop and we can open it up for 3 minutes for somebody else, and that's about as much time as my sponsor gets. Any time at my podium is about 2 or 3 minutes because I can't get on a roll. So I appreciate it. And once again, the chapter is what? Recovery. Let's get recovery first. All right. Let's get recovery first. You know what I mean? And you can forget about the relapse. You know what I mean? If you get honest and get a sponsor and you know what I mean, not worry about what somebody else thinks about who or what you are. You know what I mean? What you should be doing. Right. You know what I mean? That's where I live my life today. I'm not worried about nobody else. You know what I mean? I'm trying to take care of me moving forward. So I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Right, name Trey. Man, thank you, man, for that great message, man. I just want to take a second and ask, does anybody have any questions for Mike? We got a couple of minutes if anybody wants to share anything or has any questions for Mike.
I'll share some. My name is John. I'm an advocate. I need to go up there.
Yeah.
Next is going to be the second speaker. I said he's going to be the second speaker.
Oh, damn. There's a lot of people in here.
Just don't look.
My name is Joe, and I'm an addict. Man, I had it all worked out in my head what I was going to say, now I forgot. That's one of my favorite chapters. When I first read this chapter, I couldn't believe how much stuck out to me. And for the longest, I was full blown back. I wasn't in a relapse, I was gone. And I was so ashamed to get back, come back, admit I needed to come back. I fought like hell. And wanted to prove everyone wrong that I didn't need this shit. And then I just had that little moment of clarity and I ran with it. And I'm still pretty new back in recovery, but I ain't looking back. But just to have that open-mindedness, that moment of clarity, give me some open-mindedness. Every single time I listen to somebody, all I do is hear everything that I relate to. And sitting there listening to you tell your story is like, holy shit. And I mean, we're a big, you've been clean a long time, and but it's just everything. I mean, all the same shit. It was crazy. I don't know if I'm supposed to swear on this thing. So I just wanted to thank you too, because your honesty was awesome. I can't even imagine getting up here and getting that honest in front of all these people, and for you to do that, it shows some awesome courage. So I just wanted to thank you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Seven? I'm Karen, I'm an addict. I relapsed at 17 years. And I learned a lot from it. A lot of it was I was living a lie. I was in a marriage, I was miserable, sponsoring a lot of people, quit working on me. And I decided to have a surgery, and it took me back out. And the funny thing is, 5 years later, that same surgery, which I had to have taken out, brought me back in. And I realized then not to mess with what God's given me, to be grateful for what I have, I work the steps now. I don't sponsor so many women. I sponsored a lot of women, and I forgot to take care of me. But I have a good life today. I don't have everything in the world, but I have everything I need. And I've got this. I love me today. I haven't lived a straight and narrow road since I've been here. And I'm just going to be honest. I had an affair after I came back in. And it almost took me out. But I wanted to stay in here more than go back out. And I had a sponsor, and she wouldn't talk to me about it. She said it bothered her. So I had to switch and get another sponsor because it was about me. It wasn't about her, it was about me. And I'm not ashamed to share that stuff today because I've learned from it. And it's funny because I'm the one that asked about your sponsor, and David knows. When I found out he was taken, I was like, okay, that's it, I don't even date. I don't even know what I asked for, Hell, I don't even date anybody. I'm not there. But today I'm honest about everything. I don't hold anything back. I don't care. If you don't like it, that's too bad, because it's about me and my life. I had gotten my ex. He was drinking. I didn't tell anybody. I trusted him to take care of me after a surgery, and I wasn't honest with a sponsor or anybody. And you can't trust somebody that's using to take care of you, and that's my responsibility, is to look out for me. That's why I've had to switch sponsors, and I've had to do what I had to do. Today I do have sponsees, but I surround myself with women that have got multiple years and are living this program. And I've got two women that I'm 100% honest with. I have no secrets, none. I think I've told every sick thing I've ever done, and I did some sick ass shit. So, but but I am so grateful to be here. I was at the first convention ever, you know, and this is my favorite ever. And I am so glad to be back. I'm coming up on 5 years. So, and it's better than the recovery I had before. So, anyway, but I'm grateful, and thank you.
Thank you for sharing. I'm here named Trey. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. One quick thing I just want to let you guys know. In my experience, is there anybody here who has one white key tag? All right. Relapse is a part of my story, but if we get honest with ourselves and learn about who we are, we work this program, and we realize that the steps and the literature is not a homework assignment. If we internalize this and learn about this disease, it doesn't have to be part of your story. Especially this day and time, that one more than ever, could be our last. So at this time, I want to go ahead. We're going to circle up. And thanks for being here, guys. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
I'm going to go.